Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. Just offering a brief update tonight as I speak to you here on May 31st of 2020. Just want to share with you as here in Wisconsin, where we're located, and in other areas of the Midwest, we are seeing churches now coming back to either fully functioning as they are able to do under the various orders and rules and what have you, of whether it be municipality or city or county or state. Either they can just completely reopen, or they're sort of phasing in a reopening according to their own developed guidelines, or perhaps in some cases they're simply small enough that they can do a complete reopening, even though it's sort of only under a phased-in order from the jurisdiction that's controlling the situation over them, but yet they're small enough that they can just simply reopen, basically reopen the church. And so we are looking at here in June having our first church ministries since March 15th. And we thank God for that. We praise the Lord for that. And as you might guess, our calendar for 2020 is just gone through complete upheaval. And I think that there will still be more of that, because some of the appointments that we have coming up, may still not be certain, or the churches may not be ready. And we are trying to reschedule those that we've missed and fill our calendar for the rest of the year. And of course, we wonder, will there still be more uncertainty out there in the future? So all that to say, we are here, we are available, we are open. We want to come if we can come to your church within the rules that it must operate under, whether we like those rules or not. For the sake of our testimony, for the sake of the ministry of the Friends of Israel, we need to abide by those. But if within those guidelines we can come and minister to your church, we want to do that. And so please give me some type of message. You can email me at pscharf@foi.org. That's pscharf@foi.org. See our Facebook page, Facebook group, etc. And please get a hold of me, message me. And you can find more contact information right here on sermonaudio.com/pscharf. And we'd love to work out however we might serve your church or your Sunday school class or your small group, or perhaps just a group of people that you would gather that are interested in the Friends of Israel or our ministry specifically, or of hearing about one of the many topics that I speak about in our ministry with the Friends of Israel, which is really anything in all of Scripture, but especially those things that we emphasize and that I deal with on a regular basis regarding Israel in biblical history and in our world today and in future prophecy, and all the details related to dispensational premillennialism and the rapture of the church and the coming tribulation and the coming kingdom and so on. I'd like to just leave you with a brief thought tonight from the Scriptures. One of the passages that are really my life verses, Romans 1, 16 and 17, which are so much foundational to our ministry with the Friends of Israel, where the Apostle Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it, that is in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And of course, this signal passage in all of the New Testament on the meaning of the gospel is also the central passage in all of church history on the unfolding of the gospel throughout the world and across the centuries. And so we praise the Lord for the message we proclaim, and we'd love to come and share it among your congregation, your flock, your group, Please pass this along to your pastor. And by the way, you can tell him that he can come here on our page on sermonaudio.com to the eDocs page and find there our FOI info packet. And I'll be adding more items there, but there are several now available that anyone can access and look at some of the basic information about our ministry. Of course, you can find all the other messages and things that we have available here. Much for you to consider, and I'd be glad to answer any questions that you might have in addition to those. Let us know how we can serve you through our ministry with the Friends of Israel as our country, Lord willing, opens back up for business and for ministry. And may the Lord encourage you and keep you in the midst of all the amazing things that are happening in our world today to serve the Lord in this time that He's given us before the return of Jesus Christ. And may He come soon, and may He bless you. In the meantime, thanks for listening.